Some of the things I wanted to discuss here briefly, you've touched upon a moment ago when you brought up funds. And I do understand that funds have or will be set aside jointly with the village for party status to deal with West Point Partners and other energy projects. Is that true?
We approved hiring an attorney.
You approved hiring an attorney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jointly with the village.
Jointly with the village.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for doing that, passing the resolution to become party status in dealing with these important issues. I would like to ask that if you get intervener funds, will this be an open process as to how these funds are spent? And would you share all of your findings with our new group, Athens Citizens Development Committee? Our committee will be filing for interested party status with the Public Service Commission and would like to stay in touch with our local officials to make sure that we all keep up to date on the latest filings and decisions. Okay, our group's mission is to maintain and protect the existing quality of life in Athens, to ensure that development occurs in an appropriate manner and is compatible with the small town identity of the community while contributing substantially to the economic base. And since you passed the resolution to become party members in the public service process, would you pass this resolution I bring to you tonight to oppose the current location of West Point Partners Route? This exact resolution was passed by the town of Cortland. As you all know, that's the other end of this proposed project. And I'd like to just read the resolution. Affirming the town of Athens' opposition to West Point Partners project. Whereas representatives of West Point Partners LLC came to the town of Athens and made a presentation of its proposed project on October 16, 2013, and whereas following said presentation to the town is in opposition to the project in its current location and terms and conditions. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town supervisor is authorized to continue to oppose the West Point Partners project in the town of Athens before the Public Service Commission and any other regulatory board that may have authorization and consideration thereof. I would like to just present this to the board and hope that you will consider this.
We will consider it. We're not going to consider doing it tonight.
Tonight, no, I understand that. But basically, that was my purpose for being here. Do we know how far the process to get intervener status is progressed to this point?
Well, there's like two different things going on. One is the AC docket, where there's like five different proposals. Maybe not five, maybe three or four, but there's a National Grid, they're in a consortium, I think it's called like New York Transmission Owners. So National Grid is making a proposal, but their proposal doesn't actually come through Athens, believe it or not. They have the existing right of way, but their proposal goes down the other side of the river. Then you have North American Transmissions. They have a proposal that comes through Athens, which I think is basically to parallel National Grid's corridor. Then you have NextEra, and these are all alternating currents where they would be on towers overhead lines, which goes along National Grid's right away or parallel to it. Then there's a Boundless Energy one that I'm not sure what they're proposing. They may come through Athens too.
That's a possibility, yes.
That's the alternating current. There are like on one quote-unquote alternating current docket, and several of them affect that, but not all of them. Then you have West Point Partners, which is on a separate
track.
And that's DC, direct current. That's the one that we're most worried about because they've proposed this route that goes right through the village. So I know you and I agree we don't want to go through the village. Both of those dockets are weird because it's unprecedented the way the state's doing it. Now, I'm no expert on this, but I do know that all those applicants are a little, it's the first time, this is breaking new water. It's been broken into a two-step process, and I think they've been forced to pick routes before they've had a chance to fully vet them, because they've had to get applications in, proposals in, and I think they've had to choose routes that necessarily haven't gone through their normal full vetting process. So your question was, how far along are the proceedings, right? I think that was your question.
Yes.
There are different stages. The AC one is, I think there's like $1.7 million available for intervener funding. There's been, I think, a deadline has come and gone for the intervener funding request, but we're gonna put in an intervener funding request. But I don't think that deadline is gonna be treated like gospel, because the whole procedure is breaking new ground. So our attorney thinks that we still are in the game for intervener funding. So that's a lot of different proposals, and you know, we have really good basis for getting intervener funding, because we already shoulder a disproportionate large burden of the New York State energy infrastructure coming through Athens with Iroquois Pipeline, National Grid transmission lines, Athens Gen Power Plant, and the cooling water line from the river to Athens Gen. You know, and you keep going if you want. There's also, I think there's a gas transmission line Central Hudson owns that goes along the railroad track. So like Athens, I think, should be given a good seat at the table. And with matters like, do we want to put another utility line through a different place where we already are crisscrossed with utility corridors, and they choose one through the village, seems ludicrous.
Well, this is what I myself recently composed a letter, sent it off to Secretary Burgess, mm-hmm. and Governor Cuomo's office, and that's basically what you just said. I said the same thing, mm-hmm. as part of it, to continue to crisscross our landscape. And then in this particular case with West Point, I made it very clear that this just doesn't quite make sense to come and really entirely tear up this village from one end to the other, mm-hmm. and bury high voltage direct current cable in some cases, in reality, in front of people's front doors.
Right.
The excavation process, everything I've examined, it is extensive. It is not something that some people think is minor. Mm-hmm. It's going to be disruptive for months and months and months. The converter station in itself out in the township is going to be a monumental project that's going to be the size of three football fields, mm-hmm. Et cetera, et cetera. This is something that has to be looked into, considered, and that's what we're doing. And if I may just take two more minutes of your time, I could read this real quick. It's a press release from the Athens Citizens Development Committee. This press release is to announce the formation of a new citizens group called the Athens Citizens Development Committee. The committee is comprised of town and village residents of Athens Greene County who are concerned about the impact of power line proposals which will directly affect Athens. These proposals are in response to the governor's highway energy blueprint. The mission of the Athens Citizens Development Committee is to maintain and protect the existing quality of life in Athens, to ensure that development occurs in an appropriate manner and is compatible with the small town identity of the community while contributed substantially to the economic base, something I had just read previously. And then the committee is concerned with the proposals set forth before the Public Service Commission, and you just listed some of those. The committee recognizes that the town and village of Athens has filed for party status with the Public Service Commission for the above proposals. However, the most invasive proposal is from West Point Partners, which would result in buried DC line that would negatively impact the residential and historic district in the village of Athens. The committee asked that the town and village of Athens pass a resolution against the proposal by West Point Partners LLC. There remains a concern about the lack of information given to the public on the above projects. The committee would like a concise and transparent model of all five proposals from the New York State Public Service Commission. Due to the amount of confusion in regard to the above projects, the committee requests that the Public Service Commission holds a public meeting in Athens to explain in detail the cumulative impact of all the above proposals, etc., etc., etc. If you'd like to leave a copy of that here, and again, this is the resolution that we put forth to you tonight, and I thank you for your time.
Ralph, thank you. I appreciate that. So, I need to update the board, but I think this is important in terms of budget, too. I had a meeting with Mayor Feaster and our joint attorney this week to just talk about what our goals are. But I think with the AC docket, there's probably going to be one winner. And then the way I view it, and this could be wrong, the West Point Partners could possibly be built too. So I think it's possible there could be two projects built simultaneously, although, like I said, I could be wrong. I'm not an expert. But I don't think there's going to be two of the AC projects built. So I think one of the projects is going to be built, and I don't think Athens is ever going to have the clout to stop it entirely. And from a tax-based point of view, having that new converter station in the town of Athens, which would be, I think, a very highly assessed new piece of property, that would help people here that have talked about lowering taxes. That's one of the things that we didn't do, but it's arrived at our doorstep. And we can do smart things like having a backbone and having a brain and making sure we don't give away the ship like I think we did when the power plant came here. So I think that's the best thing we can do for ourselves is have a board that digs into this and knows what's going on and can negotiate something that's fair for the town. But I honestly look at it as an opportunity to have a huge new facility in Athens, the substation. I'm adamantly against the underground route to the river that they proposed. So I don't know if Athens would necessarily take a position, a comprehensive no vote against the entire West Point project. But, you know, and I actually talked to National Grid because National Grid has said no to West Point to put their line, which is a buried line, in their corridor. So I had a pretty long conversation with a fellow named Bill Malley. And he told me that he was in the middle of typing an email to West Point to say, okay, let's see what we can do. But I think their position still is that they don't want them in their existing corridor, but they would like West Point maybe to look at something alongside the corridor. And keep in mind, from where that substation is going to be built to the river is only like a little more than a mile, I think, of corridor. It's not like they're taking up 50 miles of
no, that's what I mean. This is a short route. And
so I don't believe for one second that they can't dig a ditch, a 5-foot wide ditch, in that corridor. Because those corridors have lateral buffer zones so that the EMF fields are small at the edges of the corridor. So they build the power lines somewhere, and then they have lateral buffer zones, so the corridor has got to be X wide so that the EMF measurements at the edge are safe. And so I think that creates a zone where you could dig a ditch, and they would never have to build a tower there. But that may be a little oversimplifying, because I think they do have ideas of possibly building more lines in that corridor. So does that then mean you build it where that buffer zone is? But in any event, I think two people that are working hard to find a place to put a 5-foot wide ditch can do it on a couple hundred feet wide.
This is something I had read about over and over again. I mean, this is what they try to do the world over. You're talking about transmission of various resources, whether it be electricity, gas, water, etc. They talk about bundling. Use existing right-of-ways, run them side by side, instead of, as you said earlier, crisscrossing our landscape over and over again.
Right.
And in this thing coming through a village, when it all, you know, if this is, there's big money involved here, and I understand what's important to everybody is the bottom line, but I hope that greed isn't becoming a part of it, whereby, whereby, you know, and again, if Cuomo wants this so badly, which is one of his, top of his agenda, this New York energy item, to get more electricity down in New York City, and regardless of what anybody says, he wants Indian Point closed down. Okay, so he should, his task force and the Public Service Commission should be looking at the most viable ways, and again, if somebody has to spend a little extra money for it before they go tearing up a village, I think that's what should be done.
And I think you're doing a good job of voicing your position tonight, really good, and that's what we're trying to do. I think Public Service Commission is going to have a sympathetic ear to exactly what you're saying. I mean, so let's just keep working, and that's what I think Chris and I and our attorney and I think everybody here, I mean, we're going to propose it to the board that that's our position. We got to move the buried route out of the village to the corridor, but there's other alternatives, and Mr. Levenway wrote a really good letter with other alternatives. But go ahead, Mark.
I just wanted to make a comment that the resolution that Ralph has submitted to you is not asking you to oppose the West Point transmission line entirely. It's asking you to oppose it as it's currently configured.
Mm. Yes.
So it's not saying the whole project is to be eliminated. Mm-hmm. It's saying that as it's currently located, specifically the North Vernon Street Avenue, is not acceptable. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me let the board consider this. Think about whether we need to change the wording or whatever.
There might be a couple of words that could be changed in that particular proposal.
But we're on the job. And there are other alternatives that, Mark, your letter brought up too.
There's other ones besides I put in the letter that this didn't come into my head when I was writing the letter, but mm-hmm. there are other possibilities as well. Yep.
Okay. Any other comments?
Did we, I'm sorry, did we make an agreement with the village that they're going to split the lawyer fees
yes.
with us?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We never were told that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think the village passed a similar resolution like at their next meeting that we passed.
All right. That's good to know. Yeah. Thank you.
Has the IDA said anything about this project?
Not to me.
That was the problem. One of the problems we had with...
We ceded our future over to somebody that didn't care about our future.
Oh, yes. We fought that. So make sure you find out about that. That was one of our biggest issues with Athens Jet.
They can only do what we let them do.
No.
Yes.
No.
All right. Any other comments? All right. Then we have to go into executive session to discuss potential litigation.
We have a motion to go into executive session.
Okay. We have a second?
A motion to go into executive session.
See you tomorrow.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.